Okay, here's the deal. It's usually a good idea that when you make a movie, you start with a story. However, this little bit of advice was completely ignored by the makers of Son of the Mask. This 10-year-old sequel came out of nowhere, probably the end result of development hell that imprisoned so many films. The original The Mask was a breakthrough hit for Jim Carrey, but this sequel can easily become the death knell for its star, Jamie Kennedy. It's hard to replace Jim Carrey. Jamie Kennedy, on the other hand, is irritating beyond words. In this film, you'll see some of the worst CGI baby work since the opening of Ally McBeal, and performances by the normally brilliant Alan Cummings and Bob Hoskins are wasted as excruciatingly annoying Norse gods. Son of Mask gets 1 star out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.